Today's daf is Psachim Daf Kuf Gimel, and we are 10 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph, the two dots, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema of Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, of Adya Ben Miriam Leia, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Moshe Abba Ben Dvora, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, Miral Bas Sara Rivka, Shifra Miriam Bas Avigail Dvora, Michaela Bas Elena, and Dov Ben Devora Miral. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Avram Shmuel Binyamin Ben Yitzchak Aryeh, and the Ilui Nishmas, Avram Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is in the midst of discussing halachos related to Havdalah. Zok the Gemara, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba Iklu Lebei Rava. Rav Yaakov Bar Abba once spent Shabbos in the house of Rava. Chazia the Baruch Bair Priyagov and Agasakam. He saw that Rava during the Suda made a Bair Priyagofen, Vahada Baruch Akasa de Berchas of Ishti. And then, after benching, when Rava benched on a Kois Shel Yayin, he made another Bair Priyagofen on that one. Amale, so Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, the guest, turned to Rava, the Gadol Adar, and his host, and he said, "Lamalach kulei, habaruch lamar chadazin. Why do you have to make another bracha? You already made a bayir priyagafen during the meal. Why are you making another bayir priyagafen now on the kushal yayin of birchas hamazon?" Amalei, so Rava told him, "Kevina bereish kalus, ahachi avav dinan. I'll tell you the truth. I used to sometimes eat meals by the reish kalus, and that's what they would do. So even if they had made a bayir priyagafen at some point during the meal, but if there was a kushal yayin for birchas hamazon, they would make another bayir priyagafen." Amalei. So Rav Yaakov Rava told Rava, "No, tenach bei reish kalusa. By the reish kalusa, it made sense that all the archim had to make a new bracha for birchas hamazon, and the reason is the suffik ma'isilon, suffik lo ma'isilon. Because as a guest, you never know what else is coming, right? So you are served wine. Do you know if there's going to be more wine?" As a result, the thought is that when more wine came after Birchas HaMazon, there was already Hesech Hadas towards that wine. So now you want to drink that wine, you'd have to make another Bayer Priyagofen. But here, Hamanach Kasa Kaman, Rava, you're the Balabais over here. You have the wine in front of you, V'dayt Anilaveh, which means you knew you were going to drink this wine. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba taimed to Rava that over here it didn't make sense for him to make another Bayer Priyagofen, being that you had already made a Bayer Priyagofen during the meal. So that Bayre Priyagofen was chal even for the wine that you were going to drink after the meal. So he told him, "I don't think the right thing to do was to make another bracha." Amalei, so Rava told him, "Anok avdi ketamide derav. I have a mesora based on the Tamidim of Rav, the Rav Bruno, the Rav Chananel Tamidim of Rav. Rav Bruno, Rav Chananel were both Tamidim of Rav. They were once sitting at a Suda Koya, like Rav Yeba Sava. Rav Yeba Sava was serving them. Amrulei, so they told Rav Yeba Sava, Havlam v'nevarich, please bring the Birchas HaMazon, we want a bench. L'soif Amrulei, then they decided, and they said, you know what, Havlam v'nishti. No, instead of my machroinim, let's have another glass of wine. Amaluhu, so Rav Yeba Sava was the waiter, obviously very learned, one of the Amiram. He told him, Hachi Amar Rav, I'm going to tell you what the Groyser Rebbe Rav said. Kiven namritu Havlam v'nevarich. As soon as you say Havlam v'nevarich, it's Rul Chulam Ishti. At that point, you're not allowed to drink anymore without making a new bracha. My time, or what's the reason? Das chisu da taichel, because we assume that you already masiech das from drinking anymore. Meaning, once you say, bring the mayim machroinim, once you say, you know what, let's bench, once you mechabit somebody with benching, at that point, the assumption is the meal's over. As a result, even though you had previously made a bracha and you were eating as much as you wanted per that bracha, but that constitutes hetzach hadas. At this point, you would have to make another bracha. So Rava told Rav Yaakov Bar Abba, I have a mesora from that story with the Talmid of Rav, with Rav Bruno and Rav Chanano and Rav Yeba Saba, and they apparently had this mesora that once you say Rabbi Yisrael Mevalon Benchin, or even better, once you say Havlon V'nivrich, bring the Mayim Achroinim or something like that, and let's bench. At that point, if you're going to eat again, you're going to have to make a new bracha. So by definition, the wine that you drink after benching, which comes after the entire benching, so avad that you would have to make a new bracha. So it's true, Rava said, the wine is here. But at the same time, the bracha of Bayir Priyagofen that I made during the meal has no ability to pater that wine that I'm going to drink after Birchas HaMazon. Says the Gemara, on this note, Amemar Umar Zutra V'Ravashi Havayasvi Besuda. So Amemar, Marzutra, and Vashi, they're all sitting in a Suda together. V'Koy Alay, Ravacha Breda Rava. And Ravacha Breda Rava, he was waiting for them. So these were very chashiva waiters. The Gemara says, he was serving them some wine. Amemar baruch al kol kasa v'kasa. Amemar, every glass of wine that he drank, sounds like there were many, he made another bracha. Umar zutra baruch hakasa kama. Mar zutra made a bayir priyagofen on the first kais of yayin. V'akasa basra, and he also made on the last one, meaning on the kais shel birchas hamazon. Ravashi baruch hakasa kama. Ravashi made a bracha on the first, v'sulay baruch. And then he didn't make a bracha anymore. So the Gemara says, amadu ravancha bar rava, nan kama navet. So he's looking at the amayram and he's observing their minig. Amemar, mar zutra, ravashi. These are the gedoyli, gedoyli, gedoyli adar. And he says they all had a different minig. They all were going about this a little bit differently. So he was trying to figure out, what am I supposed to do, right? Do you make a bracha on every kais? Do you make a bracha on the first kais and then on the kais shel birchas hamazon? Or do you only make a bracha on the first kais and you don't make another bracha even on the kais shel birchas hamazon? So the Gemara says that all the Amiram explained why they did what they did. Amemar said, Nimlachana. He says, I'll tell you the truth. When I had my first glass of wine, in my mind, this was my last glass. This was the only wine I was going to drink. Then I changed my mind and I changed my mind again. And he kept on changing his mind. But every kais shel yayin was a new shtia as a result. The original bracha wasn't going to work for it. Mazutra said, I know the avdi ketamida derav. No, I had a mind to drink more than one cup of wine. However, I knew that the bayir priyagofen that I make during the meal is not going to help me for the kais shel yayin that I'm going to drink after birchas hamazon, because I held it like the talmidim of Rav, like Rav Bruna, Rav Chanano, Rav Yehuda Saba. Then once you say havla v'nivrach, and certainly once you bench, at that point, you have to make another bracha. Like Rava told Rav Yaakov Araba on Amin Aleph, and therefore I had to make another bracha. Rav Ashniyam, Rav Ashi said, "Less hilchos like Talmid of Rav." I'm familiar with what Talmid of Rav held. I don't possibly like the Talmidim of Rav. So I was, in my mind, going to drink a lot of wine. As a result, the Bayir Priyagofen that I made on the first kais was going to work for the future kaisos as well. What about the kais of after Birchas Hamazon? Didn't the Talmid? Yeah, the Talmid of Rav said what they said. However, I don't hold the Talmid of Rav. And then Rav Ashi said, "I'll prove it to you." And his raya was interesting. He said, "The Yontif Shcholias Achas Shabbos." Because what happens when Yontif falls out after Shabbos? So this is bringing the sugya together. When Yontif falls out of Mitzvah Shabbos, what are you supposed to do? Amar Rav. Rav said Yakma. Rav was one of many shitas, but we're discussing Rav now, because the Talmidim of Rav were essentially saying over what they heard from Rav. So Rav Ashi said, I'll tell you what I know from Rav. That Rav said that in such a situation, you make a bayir priyagofen, that's the yod yayin. Then you make kiddush. Then the bayir maria ish, and then you make avdol. No besamim, like we spoke about. But then afterwards, you're going to make avdol. Now, what was Rav Ashi's point? Rav Ashi said, you're making a bayir priyagofen on kiddush, and before you drink the wine, you're going to be mafsik with havdalah. So he said that if havdalah is not a hefsik, meaning bayir priyagofen, kiddush, havdalah, and then you drink, the havdalah is not a hefsik between the bayir priyagofen and the shtiyah, and the bayir priyagofen is going to work for the wine that you're going to drink, even though there was a hefsik of havdalah. So why then should a hefsik of birchas hamazon be a problem? So Rav Ashi's taina was that if the Talmidim of Rav were correct, what they said over in the name of that Rebbe, that birchas hamazon constitutes a hefsik for the birchas hanen and a bayir priyagofen, why shouldn't havdalah constitute the same? So if you do a yaknahaz, or according to Rav, it was a yakna, l'chura, how does it work? You're going to make a bayir priyagofen for your kiddush, but you're going to make havdalah before you drink the wine. Why isn't the havdalah a mafsik? If the birchas hamazon is a mafsik, then the havdalah should be a mafsik. So Rav Ashi said, the Talmidim of Rav said over in the name of Rav, I know it's not true. Because I know what Rav said. Rav said yaknaha. So you see, havdalah is not a mafsik. If havdalah is not a mafsik, why should the birchas hamazon be a mafsik? But the Gemara says, what does the two have to do with each other? V'loi yihasam akadayte mimishte. Akadloi akadayte mimishte. What's the connection? The issue with Birchas Hamazon is that when you say Havla V'Nivrich, or when you bench, you're finishing your meal. You stopped eating. So now anything that you're going to eat or drink afterwards is a new achil, it's a new shtiyah. As a result, it requires a new bracha. If you're doing a Yak Nahaz, then when you make Havdalah between the Bayir Priyagofen and the shtiyah Sayayin, that's not a hefsik in the sense that a Masiach Das from eating. You want to know if it's a hefsik? Maybe it's a hefsik. Rav Ashi was tining, I think in Hilchas hefsik, it's a hefsik. Fine, but it's not a tzur shel to Birchas Hamazon. Because Birchas Hamazon is not just a hefsik. Birchas Hamazon is, I stopped eating. Birchas Hamazon is akar daiti mimishte. I was akar das. In my mind, the meal is over. V'haraya, Rabbi Simon Val mentioned. Also, if that's the case, that's why I would have to make another bracha. But when I do yakna, even though it's true, the havdalah is a quote-unquote hefsik, but it's not an akira from the shtiyah. And if it's not an akira for the shtiyah, so therefore it could be it's not going to be a tzushal. So the Gemara is returning now to the story that it began with on the bottom of Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba spent Shabbos by Rava, and he was observing Rava's minhagim. And the first minute that he observed Rava do was that during the meal, he made a Bar Pri Agafen, and then when it came time to bench, Rava benched on a Koishal Yayin, and he made another Bar Pri Agafen, and Rav Yaakov Bar Abba was questioning Rava on why he had to make another Bar Pri Agafen. I don't understand. Shinu Yayin, you don't make another bracha. So you drank wine, now you're drinking more wine. The same Bar Pri Agafen should be able to pater. And really, after a little bit of an analysis, the Gemara said that Rava was following what the Talmidim of Rav held, and that is that once you bench, or even if you simply say Havlon V'Nivrech, you just prepare to bench, that's considered a hefsik, and as a result, if you eat or drink afterwards, you would have to make another bracha. But the Gemara says that Kimatal Avdule, when it came time to make Avdolos, again, Rav Yaakov Bar Abba is a guest in the house of the great Rava. And now it's time to make Avdolos. The Gemara says, Kom Shamoy V'Adlik Avuka Mishraga. So Rava had a Gaba, and the Gaba got up, and he took a torch, went to one of the candles that were lit, and he lit the torch to use for the Bayrim Mariya Ish, Amalei. So Rav Yaakov Bar Abba questioned Rava. He said, Lamalach Kulei Hai, Haman Chashraga, you have light. Why do you need to go now and light a torch? Amalei, Shamabi died to the Nafshikov. So Rava told him, the Gabe has a mind of his own. He was doing his own thing. Amalei, so he told him, I don't agree. Had he not heard it from his Rebbe, he would have never done it. A Gabe in the presence of his Rebbe does what his Rebbe wants him to do. So obviously he knew it from you. Amalei, so Rava told him, true. And he responded to him sarcastically, don't you know that an Avuka Lavdolo is a mitzvah min amufcha? You should have known that. And the point is that there's a mitzvah and a mufcher to use a torch, which is what we use, of course, and being that there's a mitzvah and a mufcher to use not just a candle, but really a candle that's made up of several candles intertwined, several wicks intertwined, that's the mitzvah and a mufcher, and that's why he did what we did. So the Gemara says, Pasach fa'amar, then Rava started making Avdallah. And he said, by the end of Avdallah, Hamavdu bin Kodesh l'chol, Menor l'chneshech, Ben Yisrael l'amin, Ben Yoy mashvi l'sheshes yemei hamasa. Now when we make Avdallah, what do we be mavdol between? We're being mavdol between Yoy Mashvi and Sheshes Yemei Hamasa. But Rava said a whole arichos. He said a mavdol Hashem is mavdol between Kodesh and Chayil, between Oyr and Choshech, between Klal Yisrael and the Umay Sa'olam, and between Yoy Mashvi and Sheshes Yemei Hamasa. Four things. Now from the four that Rava said, two of them seem to be related to Shabbos. Kodesh l'chayil, Shabbos is kodesh, the rest of the week is chayil. Ben yoy mashvi l'sheshes yemei hamasa, yoy mashvi is Shabbos, and the rest of the week is sheshes yemei hamasa. But why did Rava have to add ben ar l'chayshach ben Yisrael amim? So that's what was bothering Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba. So Amalei told him, lama loch kulei hai? Right, so he was watching Rava's every move and literally questioning Rava as he went along. So he said, why do you have this all arichas? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav. Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say in the name of Rav, Hamamdu ben kodesh l'chayil, Zuhav d'losh, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, all he used to say by Avdala was Hamavdul ben Kodesh l'chol. So why do you have this whole arichos amalei? So he told him, Anaka hasfiruli. I hold like something else. Amar Rabbi Lozam, Rabbi Shaya, Poiches l'yivches migimel, v'amoysef lo yosef alzayin. That when you make havdala, you're not only supposed to be mavdul ben Kodesh l'chol. You're not only supposed to be mavdul ben yoy mashvi l'sheshes yimei amasa, but rather you're supposed to be mavdul at the very least from three things. At most, seven things. So I'm a poiches lo yivches migimel. If you don't want to do a lot, you want to be a mistopic b'muut, that's okay, but not less than three. And if you want to be a moisif, a reza meshubach, not more than seven. But he told him that I have this mesaira that you're supposed to have at least three, and that's why I was moisif. But he told him, amalev, amar loy tlasa, amar v'loy sheva, amar. You didn't do three, and you didn't do seven. Right? You didn't take the poiches, and you didn't do the max. What did Rava do? He did four. He said, why four? Right, what was the four? Hamavdu min kodesh l'chayil, min oy l'chayshech, bin Yisrael l'amin, and bin yoy mashvila, sheshes yimei hamasa. So he said, mamon afshach, if you hold, you can just do the bare minimum, have the loss of the anasi, you should have just said Hamavdu min kodesh l'chayil. Elamai, you're going with this memra that traces itself back to Rabbi Shaya, ha-poiches l'yivches migimel, v'amoysev l'yoysev al-zayin. So then you should have done at least three if you're a poiches, or zayin if you're a moysev. Where did four come? Amalei, he told him, the ivra, really, I did three. So I mean, he did three. He did four. So he said, the reason I said is because I needed to say something that's me'ein chasim. V'am Rav Yehuda Mashmul, because Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamavdol tzarech sheyoymer me'ein chasim. When you make Avdala, you have to say at the end of the bracha, me'ein chasim, samach l'chasim asai. So samach to the chasim of the bracha, you have to say me'ein chasim. So every bracha, the truth is not every bracha, we'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf, but many brachas are made up really of three parts. They're made up of a psicha, They're made up of a chesima, and then you have the actual bracha. The psnicha is Baruch Atah Hashem, let's say, in the context of Avdolah. Hamavdol ben koydo shachal, that's the psnicha. The chesima is Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdol ben koydo shachal. And then in between, you have Hamavdol ben koydo shachal, ben alachayshach ben yisrael, and ben yoyim ha-shvi, l'sheshes yimei ha-masa. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that when you make Avdolah, that you have to mention samuch to the chesima of the bracha, meaning right before the second Baruch Atah Hashem of the Avdolah, you have to say something that's me'ein the chasima. So Rava said like this, really my Avdolah was going to be I was a poiches. So I was going to be a tafasta mu'a tafasta. I was just going to be mavdol three things, not simply ben kodesh l'chay like Avdolah se shubi da anasi, but I was going to be a poiches that's lo yivchnois migimel. So theoretically, my Avdolah would have been ha'mavdol ben kodesh l'chay, ben or l'chayshach ben yisrael amin. You want to know why I said ben yoyim ha'shvi l'sheish zimei ha'masa? Because I knew that samuch lechasima, I had to say something that's me'ein the chasima, and the chasima of havdol is baruch atah Hashem amavdol ben kodesh l'chav. So I knew I had to say samuch lechasima me'ein the chasima. So what was the me'ein the chasima? So I added the words ben yoyim ha'shvi l'sheishes yimei ha'masa. So the reason I said ben yoyim ha'shvi l'sheishes yimei ha'masa, it's not because that's a fourth havdolah. I'm really saying three Havdolahs. I just had to insert those words because otherwise I would trip up on a technicality. Because technically, there's a din that I'm Avdol Tzarech Sheyoyim Me'ein Chasim Asamach L'Chasim Asay. So I had a Samach L'Chasim Asay, which is right before Baruch Atah Hashem Amavdol M'Kodesh Shechol. I had to say something similar to Amavdol M'Kodesh Shechol. So I didn't say the words Amavdol M'Kodesh Shechol. I said B'Nyoyim Ashvi L'Shei Simei Amasa, which means the same thing that Amavdol M'Kodesh Shechol means. The Gemara says that's what Rava told him. But the Gemara says, so Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Hamavdo tzarech sheyoymar me'ein chasima samach lechasima upumpetasoy amri the Tamid Chachamim and Pumbadisa, they said differently. They said that when a person makes Avdolah, tzarech sheyoymar me'ein psichasan samach lechasimasan. That when you come to the end of the guf of the bracha, you have to say something that's me'ein the psicha of the bracha. So what's the psicha of Avdolah? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Amavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha. So according to Pumbadisa, again, this is Halach and Hilchas Avdolah, that you have to Samach Lechasima say Me'ein the psicha. So right before you conclude and say again Baruch Atah Hashem Amavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha, you would have to say something similar to Amavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha, which is what we do. We say Ben Yoyim Ha'shvi L'Sheish Yisimei Ha'masa Baruch Atah Hashem Amavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha. So the Gemara says, my Benai, we have a Machlokes Rav Yehuda Mashmul on one side, Pumbadisa on the other side. Whether Hamavdol Tzarech Sheyoymar Me'ein Chasima Samach Lechasima or Me'ein Psicha Samach Lechasima. Meaning right before the Chasima. Do you say something that's Me'ein the Chasima or do you say something that's Me'ein the Psicha? The truth is that really it makes no difference because the Psicha and the Chasima are identical. The Chasima is Hamavdol Ben Kodesh Shechol and the Psicha is Hamavdol Ben Kodesh Shechol. So afraid the Gemara, what's the nafkemino if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul that Hamavdol Tzarech Sheyoymar Me'ein Chasima Samach Lechasima, or if you hold like Pumbad Yisai who say that you have to say Me'ein Psicha Samach Lechasima. L'chayra, it's the same thing. There's no difference between the Psicha and the Chasima. So if you're saying Me'ein the Psicha, or if you're saying Me'ein the Chasima, isn't it essentially the same? So they're arguing about semantics. If there was a Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul and Pumbad Yisai, how are you supposed to say Avdolah? Then L'chayri, you'd think there was a Nafkemina La'alocha. How are you supposed to say Avdolah? It doesn't sound like there's any Nafkemina La'alocha. Because whether you're going to say me in Psicha or you're going to say me in the Chesima, it's going to be the same thing. Because the Psicha is a Mavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha and the Chesima is a Mavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha. So the Gemara says, you're right. And in a conventional Avdolah, there really is no Nafkemina. But there would happen Nafkemina when Yontif Shecholiyah Snachar HaShabbos, which has been the topic. What would be when Yontif falls out of Mitzvah Shabbos? The Chesmina, because there the Avdolah is a little bit different. Then you don't say a Mavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha, but rather, what do you say? Hamavdol Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. Oh, so the Psicha is a Mavdol Ben Kodesh Shelcha. But the chesima is a mavdol ben kodesh l'kodesh. And now a chapsa nafkemino. If samach l'chesima, you have to say me'ein the psicha, so it's me'ein a mavdol ben kodesh l'kodesh. If samach l'chesima, you have to say me'ein the chesima, then it's going to have to be a mavdol ben kodesh l'kodesh. So man, I'm me'ein psicha son, samach l'chesima son. Man, but that says, what do you say, samach l'chesima, you say me'ein psicha l'boi, maybe me'ein tush shabbos, k'dush yon tevif d'alto. You wouldn't have to say that nusach, or which is the nusach we say, but you wouldn't have to say a nusach similar to that. You wouldn't have to be mavdol between the k'dush of Shabbos and the k'dush of yon. But according to the manama that says that samach lechasimasan, you don't say me in the psicha, you say me in the chesima. So what's the chesima? Hamavdol ben kodesh l'kodesh. So now you have to mention a havdala between the two kedushas, which are kedushas Shabbos and kedushas Yontif. So by the mema, you would have to say in kedushas Shabbos, the kedushas Yontif ivdalta. That would be the very technical nafkamina between Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel and between Pumpet Yisai exhale. So another daf in Perek Arve Psachim, another short daf in Perek Arve Psachim, another daf that touches on some halacha l'maisa and some real geshmak sugyas, and really the topic of today's daf in short was Havdalah, a little bit of Hilchas Brachas, a little bit of Hilchas Bilchas Anen. But as it relates to a raid bite, two ha'aros, as it relates to Havdalah. The Rambam in Perek Chavtes, Hilchas Shabbos, halacha Aleph says as follows. Mitzvah saseh min ha-Torah, l'kadesh es yom ha-Shabbos b'dvarim. There's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa, to be mekadesh Shabbos with words. Shenema zochor es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadesh. Kloimar, what does that mean? Zochreyu, you should declare, remember, proclaim Shabbos, schira shvach v'kiddush. Says the Rambam, v'tzorich l'zochreyu b'knisasayu b'yitziyasay. You have to acknowledge Shabbos, b'knisas ha-Shabbos, when Shabbos ushers in, ubi yitziyasei, and when Shabbos leaves, b'knisasei, says the Rambam, b'kiddush ayoyim, ubi yitziyasei b'avdala. In other words, there's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa of zocher es yom ha-Shabbos l'kadshei. Zok the Rambam, what does that mean? Zochreyu b'dvarim. This that we have yayin, even if you hold yayin as d'oraisa, we've mentioned several times, it just means that the way you're supposed to be zocher Shabbos b'dvarim is al hayayin. The ikr is not the yayin. The ikr is zachreyo b'dvarim. Says the Rambam. Okay, so there's a mitzvah of zachar seyem v'shabbos akachim. When am I supposed to do it? Twice. V'tzarech l'zachreyo b'knisasay u'b'yitziyasay. When Shabbos comes and when Shabbos goes. B'knisasay b'kiddush u'b'yitziyasay b'avdol. Says the Magid Mishnah. Smashma from the Rambam. That Havdalah, like Kiddush, is a mitzvah saseh deiraisa. Meaning, everybody knows that Kiddush is a deiraisa. There's no question that the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah like the mitzvah of Tefillin is a Kiddush. A mitzvah. Like the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema is a mitzvah. Kiddush is a regular, bona fide mitzvah saseh deiraisa. What about Havdalah? Says the Magid Mishnah, from the Rambam's Lashon, it's very mashma, that Avdol is also a mitzvah deiraisa. In fact, from the Rambam, it's mashma that the mitzvah of Avdol and the mitzvah of Kiddush is one thing. It's two sides of the same coin. There's a mitzvah of Zachar Seyem and Shabbos Lekatshoy, and the way you're making the mitzvah is b'knisasu b'yitziyasu. Meaning, just like there's a mitzvah of Kriyas Shema. And what's the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema? To say, Pamayim be'ahava, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's a mitzvah to do something twice. It sounds like from the Rambam, that's what the mitzvah of Kiddush is. Zachar Seyem and Shabbos Lekatshoy is really a mitzvah to be Mekadosh the Shabbos tzveimol. Pamayim be'ahava, b'knisosoy u'b'yitziyosoy, b'knisosoy b'kiddush ayoyim, u'b'yitziyosoy b'avdallah. Says the Magen Mishnah, the truth is that it's a little mashma this way from a Gemara Masech Teshvuas Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. The Gemara says, Amr Abchiyah Barab, Amr Abi Yoichanan, of Dvaragoda, Kol Amavdol Al Ayayin B'Matzoy Shabbos. If someone is Mavdol on Yayin on Matzoy Shabbos, having like Bonim Zacharim. He's going to have Bonim Zacharim. Because the Pasuk says, Lahavdol Bein HaKoydesh Uvein HaChoyl, V'Ksiv Hasam Lahavdol Bein HaTamei Uvein HaTar. That's a Pasuk at the very, very end of Parsha Shmini. V'Samach Lei, Parshas Tazria, Isha Ki Tazria V'Yol D'Zachar. So from Lahavdol Bein HaKoydesh L'Choyl, Isha Ki Tazria V'Yol D'Zachar, we learn from it that if someone's Mavdol Al Hayayin, and he makes Havdol on Matzoy Shabbos, Isha Ki Tazria V'Yol D'Zachar, Havim on Bonim Zacharim. Says the Magen Mishnah. It sounds a little bit like that Pasuk, Lahavdol Bein HaKoydesh L'Choyl, is a remez to a mitzvah asay. Deiraisa. It's a pasuk in the Torah that Rabbi Yochanan was darshaning. So it sounds like Havdalah is a deiraisa, as I talked to the Magen Mishnah. And the Magen Mishnah says the reason this is news to me is because if you look around in the Rishonim, it's mashma from several Rishonim and several Mefarshim. L'shoyne Azov Shalom Magen Mishnah, that Havdalah is really a derabanan. But from the Rambam, and it's mashma a little bit that way from the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches, says the Magen Mishnah, it would seem that the Rambam Shita was that Havdalah, just like Kiddush, is a mitzvah saseh deiraisa. In fact, it's the same mitzvah. There's no difference between Kiddush and Havdalah. There's no yichus to Kiddush over Havdalah. The mitzvah is zocher esayim v'shabbos l'kadshoy, and the way you mekayim the mitzvah is b'knisasay u'b'yitziyasay. One is Kiddush, the other is Havdalah. There's no reason to assume one is any better than the other. That if Kiddush is deiraisa, it would seem that Havdalah is deiraisa as well. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. The Chasam Sofer, in his Pirish, right here in Arvei Psachim, on the Gemara that we learned this morning, and Daf Kuf Amid Bey says that I think I have a Mefurish Araya. I think I might have a Makar where the Rambam got this from. The Rambam, in Perek Chav Tes, Hilchos Shabbos, several halachas later. This is an halacha Yud Gimel, mentioned something that we just learned. The Gemara says that Hoya Oichel v'gomer achilasa imachnosis ha-Shabbos, mevorech birchus ha-mazin t'chila, v'achakach makdish mekadesh al-koyshein. Says the Ram, v'lo yevorech v'yekadesh al-koyshechot. You can't make kiddush and bench on the same koyshe. So if somebody finds himself in a situation, this is a classic Arvei Pesachim case, where he has to bench and he has to make Kiddush, right? He started eating the meal, Beheter, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Shmuel, Pyrus Mappa, all the different shittas, and he has, and now it's Shabbos, it's Yontif. So he has to make Kiddush as well. Says the Rambam, lo yuvarich v'yikadosh al kois echad. You can't bench and make Kiddush on the same kois. Why? She'ein oisin shtei mitzvahs b'kois echad. Because you can't do two mitzvahs b'kois echad. What the Gemara called, ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas v'chavilas. And then the Rambam adds one line. She mitzvahs Kiddush, u'mitzvahs birchas hamazoin, shtei mitzvahs shal teirehen. And the reason this is a problem is because the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of birchas hamazoin are both mitzvahs deiraisa. And because they're both mitzvahs deiraisa, it's for that reason, ein oisin shtei mitzvahs b'kois echad. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's mavur in the Rambam, that the Rambam held that the only time you say, ein oisin mitzvah is chavilois chavilois, is if both mitzvahs are mitzvahs deiraisa. It's a mafurish Rambam. She mitzvahs kiddush, or mitzvahs berchas hamazon, shtei mitzvahs shal teirehen. But if they wouldn't be both deiraisa, or at the very least, if one would be a deiraisa and the other one would be a derabanan, you would have no halacha of ein oisin mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. Zok Chasam Sofer, if that's the case, the Rambam had no choice. The Rambam had a hold that Avdolos Adai Raisa. You know why? Because in the sugi of Ein Oisa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, the Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara said, is that true? The lie. The Ein Oisa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos Vatanya. We learned to the Raisa. If somebody comes home on Mitzvah Shabbos, and he has to make Avdolos, but he's also going to have to eat Sudas Shloima Melech. He's also going to have to eat Malava Malka, and he has a problem. His problem is that he only has one Kois Shal Yain. So what should he do? So the Braisa said a Chiddush. The Braisa said, don't make Avdolah right away. Wait until after Malava Malka, and then you'll take one Kois, and with the one Kois, you're going to be Yotzer, your Kois Shal Berchas HaMazoy, and you're also going to be Yotzer, your Avdolah. Freak the Gemara, Kasha, how could you do that? Hey, no, it's a mitzvah, it's chavilois. And the Gemara says, no, that's not Akasha, this person only had one kais. What do you want from him? Ein loishan. Freit the Chasam Sofer. What's the Gemara telling to? Ein oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. If Havdalah is the Rabbanon, the way so many Rishonim hold, Birchas Hamazon's the Raisa, Havdalah is the Rabbanon. When one's a Raisa and the other one's a Rabbanon, the Rambam holds, you don't say oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. The Rambam's mefurish, and mitzvahs kiddush, and mitzvahs Birchas Hamazon, shtei mitzvahs shal teireh. It's clear, said the Chasam Sofer, that if one was a Raisa and one was a Rabbanon, you wouldn't have that loch in ein oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. If that's the case, bust freit the Gemara. Abdullah. Since said the Chasam Sofer, the Rambam was muchrach to learn that Abdullah is a deraisa. Because otherwise you wouldn't have that loch of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So from the sugi of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, said the Chasam Sofer, the Rambam sparred that it must be Abdullah. So the Maga Mishnah said, I have a makar from a Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Ches. The Rambam had a different makar, could be. The Rambam had a makar from the sugi of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. But then the Chasam Sofer asks a kasha. Then the Chasam Sofer asks a bomb kasha. That is, Kiddush is a deraisa. But only Kiddush on Shabbos is a deraisa. Kiddush on Yontif is not a deraisa. Zocharis Yoyim HaShabbos Lekachoy is in Daseres HaDibris. That's referring to Shabbos, not referring to Yontif. It's referring to Shabbos. So on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah essay deraisa to make Kiddush. B'knisosoy or b'yitziyosoy. It's a Shabbos digadin. The reason we make Kiddush on Yontif, all the Rishonim hold. There's no machlokes on this. Everyone holds, it's only a din derabbanan. If that's the case, Freit the Chasam Sofer, how did the Rambam learn the next Gemara? The Gemara said, asked another kasha. Is that true? Ve'ein oisa mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. What about yaknaha? What about yaknahas? What about yanhak? What about yahanak? What about kina? Right, what about this whole idea that if it's the first night yontif is Mitzvah Shabbos, so now you can go ahead and you can take one koishol yayin, and you can make Yiddish, and you can make Avdolah. Freit the Gemara, what happened to Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? And the Gemara said to Teretz, the Gemara said that's not a problem of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. And the reason is because it's all the same Inyan, right? It's an Inyan of B'knisos or B'yitziyosoy, and because it's the same Inyan, so you have no problem over there of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. Freit the Heilig Chasam Sofer, he says, what was the Gemara's Havamina that this should be an issue of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? Kiddush, Yontif night is a Derabbanon. Havdalah, Mitzvah Shabbos, the Rambam Shita is, is a deraisa. So if that's the case, what's the issue over here? Veinoisa mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas. If the Rambam holds Havdalah is a deraisa, and Kiddush on Yontif is a chedurabonon, and the Rambam said the only time you say Veinoisa mitzvahs, chavilas, chavilas, is davka she mitzvahs Kiddush or mitzvahs birchas amazin, shtei mitzvah shal toirein. So he says, if that's the case, what was the kashrus from Yaknahaz? What was the problem? It's the first night Yontif is Matzah Shabbos. You have to make Havdalah, you have to make Kiddush. Zok the Gemara. Zokta Braisa, Rav, Shmuel, everybody, Marta, Mishmeid, Rav Yeshua, everybody said something, and everybody opined and said at the end of the day, use one kais. The only question was to say, the Freitag Gemara, Einois Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas, Freitag Sam Soifer, what do you mean Einois Mitzvahs, Chavilas, Chavilas? Havdol is a day rice, and that's the Rambam Shita, and Kiddush is only the Rabbanon. So the Sam Soifer is very bothered with this kasha. He said this kasha bothered him very much. He refers to it as a Tzorich Ian Gadol, this kasha. But then he says, HaRabboni Yedidi, Kfoid, Rab Aaron Folder, me Frankfurt of mine, Neira Yar Kosovly. He said, I received a brief. I received a letter from my good friend, Rab Aaron Folder, who lived in Frankfurt of mine. And I asked him this kasha, and he sent back a teretz. He said, a dove nifla. He said, the Rambam holds Avdolah's day raisa. But the only time the Rambam holds Avdolah's day raisa is if you're being Magdil, me Shabbos, Luchal. But if you're being Mavdil, me Shabbos, Luyontif, Rab Aaron Folder told the Chsam Soifer, his good friend, that I don't think then Havdol is going to be a Deiraisa. Havdol is Deiraisa when you're being Mavdol me Kodesh L'Choyah. So when you're being Mavdol being Kodesh L'Kodesh, he wanted to say, could be over there, Havdol is not going to be Deiraisa. And he said a Ktsas Remez L'Dover, because the Magen Mishnah said that a Remez, that Havdol is Deiraisa, is from the Gemara Shavuos Daf Yud Ches. Om Reb Chiyah Barab, Om Reb Yoichim, Kol Amavdol Alayayim, Moitzoy Shabbosis, Havloi Bonim Schorim, Dechsev, Lahavdol Bein HaKodesh, So the Magen Mishnah's Makar to the Rambam was a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Yud Ches. The pasuk that says Lahavu Bein Hakodesh Uvein Achol. Here it says Mefurish Chol. So said Rab Aaron folded to the Chsam Soifer that it could be it's true Havdalah the Ram holds his Deiraisa. But that's only when you're being Mavdol Bein Kodesh L'Chol. But when you're being Mavdol Bein Kodesh L'Kodesh, it could be over there. It could be over there. You're not going to have this halacha. So said the Chsam Soifer. So said Rab Aaron folded Lefizetz Miyushav Kimin Chaimer. Avada the Rambam holds Havdalah's Deiraisa. And Avada the Rambam holds that the only time you have Einoisa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is like the Rambam said in Perek Chav Tes Halacha Yud Gimel Shem Mitzvahs Kiddush and Mitzvahs Berachas Amazon Shtei Mitzvah Shal Torah. It's only if both Mitzvahs are Mitzvahs Deiraisa. I, the Gemara Yakna has and the Gemara the problem of Einoisa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas, we're dealing with a Deiraisa and a Derabbanan. You're dealing with Avdolah Mitzvah Shabbos, which is a Deiraisa, and dealing with Kiddush on Yontif, which is only the Derabbanan. Teretz is no. Because there you're being Mavdil, not being Kodesh L'Choil. Then you're being Mavdil, being Kodesh L'Kodesh. Or you're being Mavdil, being Kodesh L'Kodesh. So then the Avdol is also the Rabbanon. So the Kiddush is a the Rabbanon, and the Avdol is the Rabbanon. Oh, they're both the Rabbanons. They're both the Rabbanons. Avada there, you also can have Einoisa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. The Rambam, when he said Shnei Mitzvahs Deiraisa, he meant Lafuke, one Deiraisa and one the Rabbanon. But if they're both Deiraisa, you have a problem with Einoisa Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. And if they're both the Rabbanon, you can also have a problem with Einoisa Chavilas Chavilas. The Chsam Soifer heard this teretz, and he poshed, he said, Venochoin, he said, the divrei pi chacham chein, and he was mamish, he was all mechuzik with this beautiful, beautiful teretz that he heard from his chaver, Reb Aaron Folder me Frankfurt the man. That's the first aura. The second aura is aura that I heard from my good friend Levi Chomsky, and that is that we make Havdalah twice. We're mavdol in davening, we say atochein antanu, and we're mavdol alakois when we say hine kel yeshuasi. When we make Havdalah. And the truth is, the discussion in the Gemara, Masechtas Brachas, Daflam and Gimel, why do we make Havdalah twice? Why do you have to be Mavdal during davening? And then, again, be Mavdal ala kois. And the Gemara says it's related to the original institution of Havdalah, the Nusach of it, which traces itself back to Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, and it was instituted during different times based on the Matziv and Klal Yisrael at the time. They had more money, they had less money. It's the Gemara, Brachas, Daflam and Gimel, that we learned when we learned Daflam and Gimel, and maybe we'll revisit in the coming Dafin. But the halacha that everybody knows is that we're mavdil not only ala kois, but we're mavdil during davening as well. We say ato choynanton. The truth is that the Mishnah Masechtas Brachas Daflam and Gimel and Aleph brings three shitos exactly how you're supposed to be mavdil. The Mishnah says vahavdola b'choynin adas. Then when you're mavdol during davening, you're supposed to be mavdol in the middle of chaynin adas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, bracha revias bifnei atzma. No, you don't do it in the middle of a bracha, but rather you make your own bracha. It's a bracha revias bifnei atzma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer said, b'hoidah. You're supposed to be mavdol in the middle of moedim. We paskin like the Tanakhama, that Abdullah is Bechainin Adas, and that's why we do what we do. In the middle of Atachainin Lo Adam Das, we interrupt and we say Atachain Antanu. The Bach and the Taz in Hilcha Shabbos, in Simin Reish Tzadik Dalid, they're both Matmiya on our Minik. I understand, Frek the Bach and the Taz, that we pass in like the Tanakam and the Mishnah. We pass in that Havdol is Bechainin Adas. But at the same time, why do we say it in the middle of Atachainin? Why do we interrupt the bracha? Atachainin lo Adam Das, umelamed le'eno yishbina. Stop. And then we come back. Why is it in the middle? Why are we interrupting Atachainin La'adam Das? A basic question we've been saying Atachain Antanu for years, for decades, and it's the most simple question. In the middle of the bracha, we interrupt and we say Atachain Antanu L'madu Teres Necha. So the Bach and the Taz and the Achrayim all try to say it Teres. But Levi showed me that the Vilna Goyen in his Bir Agros is a Dover Neira. V'ruyin advarim l'misha amra. The Gemara in Brochnis, Taflam and Gimel, and that sugya says, Havdala b'chaynin adas, my time. Why is it that we're mavdal in the middle of chaynin adas? Rabbi Yosef said, mitoich shehi chachma. The reason is, because in order to be mavdal, in order to be able to discern between Kodesh and Chayil, between two different things, it requires chachma, right? Someone that's a chacham is able to look at two things that high level maybe look the same, but he's able to drill down and see the nuances and the subtleties. He's able to know the difference. In order to be mavdol, you have to have chachma. The Gemara says, "Im ein das havdola minayin." So, Amar Rav Yosef miteich shni chachma, that because atochinen is the brach of chachma and havdola fathers chachma, so it's for that reason havdola is bechinen adas. Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan said, no, a different reason. They said, the reason is because Atachoinen is the first bracha of Chayil. The first bracha of Chayil. On Shabbos, we said Magen Avram, you said Mechayim Mason. On Shabbos, we said, okay, Lakadosh. What's the first bracha, Mitzoy Shabbos, that's a Chayil Digger bracha? It's Atachoinen, Ladam Das. So, mean that it's the first Chayil Digger bracha. So, before we say the first Chayil Digger bracha, we're Mavdal. This is the appropriate time to be Mavdal. So, according to Rabbi Yosef, it's Mitoich Shei Chachma. It's related to the idea because if it ain't Das, Havdol Minayim. According to the Rabbanan, it's related to the fact that it's Chayil. So, Mitoich Shei Chayil, Leficha Kavua, Beberch Sacha. So, the Vilna Gaon said that Chayra in Svara, it should come out a very basic nafgamina between the two pshatim. According to Rav Yosef, mitoich shehi chachma kavua bebirchas hachachma. If that's the case, so you should first say atochoinin lodom das, Eibishter, give us das. Afterwards, atochoin antonu, now you can go ahead and you can be mavdol. You need das in order to be mavdol. So first, atochoinin. And then afterwards, be mavdol. According to the Rabbanon, mitoich sheichoil l'fichach kavu b'berichas achoil, it should have to be said before atochoinen. And the reason is because you need to be mavdol before you start asking for all your tzrochim. Shabbos is him milizik. We don't ask for things on Shabbos. So nervous. Now it's choil. So now you're going to start asking atochoinen l'adam das hashiveinu slachlanu rifa'enu, right? You're going to start asking all your tefillos and all your bakoshes. So before that, you have to be mavdol. So said the Vilna Gaon, l'chayrin tzvarit should come out of nafkamina. If the reason is because you need das in order to be mavdol, okay, so atochoinen l'adam das, and then afterwards you should be mavdol. If it's because you need to be mavdol before you say, because before you start asking for all your tzrachim, you need to be mavdol. So first you should be mavdol, and then afterwards. So the Vilna Gaon said, what are we supposed to do? We have two pshatim that the Gemara gave why we say atochein antanu, why we're mavdol in the middle of the bracha of atochein l'adam das. And l'chayr, there's an afkamina between the two. Should I do it before or should I do it after? So the Vilna Gaon said, you know why Chazal were kaveh to do it in the middle? It was the pshara. There would be machriya between these two pshatim. Because we don't know if you're supposed to do it like Rabbi Yosef said, or if you're supposed to do it like the Rabbanan said. So mitzad Rabbi Yosef, you have to first say atochein l'adam das. You need some element of atochein l'adam das, and only afterwards it can be mavdol. But like the Rabbanan, you can't say atochein l'adam das before Avdolah, because it's an idea, mitoich sheichol, l'ficha kachfu beberchasachol. So first you have to say atochein. So what do you do? So you do it in the middle. That's what the Vilna Gaon says. That's the teretz to the Bach's kasha, to the Taz Loshen is. You don't have to come on to everything that the Bach and the Taz said. It's poshet. It was poshet the hachra. It was the compromise. It was the pshara between what would come out based on the two pshatim in this Gemara, on this Gemara, the Flam and Gimel. But the truth is, there's another question that the Achroinim struggle with a little bit in terms of understanding Atochein Antanu. And that is, why do we say Atochein Antanu? Right? What's the purpose? What's the purpose of Atochein Antanu? The purpose of Atochein Antanu is Havdalah. The Mishnah refers to it as Havdalah. V'Havdalah B'Chein Adas. The Nusnich of Havdalah is Atochein Antanu. It's not the same as the Nusnich that you say Alakos, but the punchline is the same. It's Hamavdum in Kodesh Nechav. Right? That's really what it is. So Shtelzich, the Shaila, and the Bach, and the Levush, and all the Noise Kalim on the Shulchan Aruch S. So if that's the case, why do we start Atochein Antanu with the words Atochein Antanu? Atochein Antanu l'mada teresecha. V'atlamdenu laso is chuke ritzonecha. V'atavdel Hashem alikeinu ben kodesh l'cha, ben ar l'choyshech, ben yitzrol ha'amim, ben yoy mashvi l'shesh dimei ha'masa. And then we have a tefila. V'inu malkeinu hachil aleinu ayom abom l'kraseinu l'sholim. Chasuchi mikol chet, umnuki mikol ovein, umedubakim b'yiresecha. Agan tzishtikol teire. All you're doing is you're banking Abdallah. What's Abdallah? Abdullah slash Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a mavdol min kaidush lecha, right? So you want to be mavdol between other things, memela, atochein antanu l'mada teresecha. Why do you need the haknama? Why the reisha? And what's the sefer? What's avinu malkeinu? We end up with a whole tefila. Why do we have this whole tefila? Hachel oleinu ayom imabam negrasenu l'shoi. It's a beautiful tefila. But ule tefila mazu oisner. What's the purpose? We're supposed to be saying Abdullah. The oit says the Bach, it's redundant. It's literally chazar sashir. You give Adam Das. You're Malami Lenishmina. Atochein Antanu Lemada Teresnecha. It's the same thing. It's literally the same line. So Mamanov Shach says the Bach. If you want to start Atochein Antanu, then don't say Atochein Adam Das Malami Lenishmina. And if you want to say Atochein Adam Das Malami Lenishmina, then don't say Atochein Antanu Lemada Teresnecha. But why are we saying Atochein Adam Das and Atochein Antanu? So we explain why Atochein Antanu is in middle. But L'chayre, that line of Atochein Antanu is superfluous. If all you're trying to do is be Mabda, like the Mishnah says, Avdala B'chein Adas, why do you even say it? And the Bach, often art in Shulchan Aruch, in Tuf Tzadik Vav says a Dove Nifla. He says, Vaistois, Atochoinin la Adam Das, Umalami Lenishmin. It's a Rish Tzadik Dalit. And Atochoin Antonu Lamada Teresecha don't mean the same thing. It's clear, because if it meant the same thing, we wouldn't say it again. So what do the two things mean? He says, Atochoinin la Adam Das, Umalami Lenishmin is referring to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human beings with Das. Atochoinin la Adam Das, and Adam means everyone, even the Umay Sa'olam in this Bracha Akruyan Adam. Umalami Lenishbina means every Enosh, every single human being has Das. Every single human being has Bina. And that's the Shvach that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, three times, when we say the Brach of Chayin and Das. We're referring to the general Das that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every single Yid. But then when we come to make Havdalah, we say something else. We say, Atochein Antanu Lemada Teresecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us Chayin Yisrael a special Das. You gave us the Das of Torah. And through that Torah, you taught us what it means to do Chukei Ritzonecha. The Bracha of Atochoinen is referring to general Das that's true for every single person. The Bracha of Atochoin Antanu, that's referring to the Das of Torah. Says the Bach, why do we mention Atochoin Antanu? So obviously, it's me Indian le Indian boy se Indian. Atochein in Adam Das. So there's a concept of Atochein Antanu. But he says it's much deeper than that. He says, because what is Atochein Antanu? It's Havdalah. That's what it is. V'atavdel Hashem alikeinu ben kodesh l'chol, ben oy l'choyshech, ben yisro la'amin, ben yoy mashvi l'sheshes yimei amasa. This is all about Havdalah, says the Bach. The gresta Havdalah that the Yid has versus the Eina Yehudi is Atochein Antanu l'mada teiresecha v'atlamdenu l'aso yischukei ritzoynecha. That's the greatest Havdalah that we have. So it's for that reason in Havdalah we mention Atochein Antanu l'mada teiresecha. It's as if we're being oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas, right? We're checking off two boxes. It's Atochein Antanu, which is me'inyin le'inyin, that's the bracha of Atochein l'adam nas. But it's a special Atochein Antanu. It's a special k'nech and a tifkai in Atochein l'adam nas that's related to Havdalah, which is what we're doing. So if you're going to mention about Havdol ben Kodesh Mechoyel, ben Olechoshech, ben Yisrael Amin, ben Yoy Matshvi, L'sheshes Himei Amasa, so in that, there's an understanding, there's a fashtand of Atochein Antanu, L'mada Teresecha, V'atlamdeinu L'asa Yischukir Ritzenecha. I have a siddur, it's called Siach Yaakov. It's from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It was actually written, it was put together, Le'ilu Nishras Reb Shmuel Yankov Bornstein. Zechet Tzadik Levorcha. But it was put out, Le'ilu Nishras Reb Shmuel Yankov. That's why it's called Siach Yaakov. So in the back, there's Mamorim from Reb Shmuel Yankov. But most of the Siddur is a Pirush from Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Reb Chaim, on Antochein Antonu, says, Yei Shebir, Shezoi Havdola Ben Yisrael La'amen. That the reason we say Antochein Antonu, L'madu Teir Sechel, because that is the Havdola Ben Yisrael La'amen. We're about to mention that Havdo Ben Yisrael and that's what it is. What did the Yevonim want to do? So they wanted to take away the Havdalah. They wanted to take away this. This is Chanukah Torah 101. They wanted to remove the separation between Yisrael and Am. So what was their kinach? What was their tactic? What was their strategy? Just the opposite. That's Yevonim. That's the opposite of Lashkichem Torah Secha. That's the opposite of Lahavira Mechukah Ritzecha. It's like the same words, literally. So instead of Lashkichem Torah Secha, it's Atochein Antonu Lemadu Torah Secha. Instead of Lahavira Mechukah Ritzecha, it's Vatlamdenu Lasis Chukah Ritzecha. He says that is the spitz. That is what we mean when we say Atochein Antonu Lemadu Torah Secha. So Reb Chaim says he saw this, Yeshabir, and he writes Vezen Nochein. Emes, richtig, 100%. That's the Pshad and Oitachayin Atan. It comes from this Bach, but this is the Knech. It's the Hisafa. The Hisafa is that's what we're doing when we say Atachayin Atan. You know, Rabbi Eliezer Shnita in the Mishnah is that you're supposed to be Mavdol Matzoy Shabbos by Moedim. I never understood Rabbi Eliezer Shnita. Why are you Mavdol by Moedim? And the truth is the Ritva, often art in Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel Amen Aleph, he struggles with it a little bit. He says, what's up to a Moedim? Why Moedim? Another bracha memela. The Gemara explains why you would do it in the middle of Chayin and Adas. Two reasons, Rabbi Yosef, the Rabbanan, the Vilna Goyin, the Nafkimina. But why would you do it in Moedim? But after learning this piece from Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky and the Bach, you understand, you have a hergish of why it's in Moedim. What are you saying? You're trying to bring out the Havdalah of a, if we appreciate and we daher what it means that we have Torah Secha, and we have Chukei Ritzenecha, I think it's a little more move on. We can understand a little bit better. We can understand a little bit better why it is that we do it in the middle of Moedim, just to be Messiah. So the way we start Havdalah in Davni is Atochein Antonu L'mado Torah Secha, V'atolamdeinu L'ases Chukei Ritzenecha. Even though the punchline is really Havdalah, but we start Havdalah with Atochein Antonu L'mado Torah Secha, the Bach, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. When we make Havdalah ala Kois, we also don't just jump in, right? What's the real Havdalah? Okay, so you have to be Mevarach ala Yayin. So Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bayir Pi Agafen. Besamim, Vayav Danofesh, Kosu V'Nesham Yisera. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bayir Pnei Besamim. You have to make a bracha about Bayir Mayir Yayish. We'll see more about that. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bayir Yayish. Then we make Havdalah. Then we get into it. I'm Avdu Min Kodesh Shachar, Ben Yisrael Amin, Ben Yer Mashir Shreem Ma'amaseh, Baruch Atah Hashem. But we don't start there. Right, we don't start there. Where do we start? Hine kel Yeshua asi eftach v'lo yevcha. Ki yazi v'zimros ka Hashem v'ahilu dishu ushaftu mayim besasloim. L'Hashem v'yishua l'amcha b'rchasach v'sar. L'ayhuda m'yisa oire v'simcha k'yis shu esasa. So why do we start there? The Ramah already talks about this. The Ramah in Hilchas Havdalah discusses and he brings this minig. V'na'agu loymer k'ydem Havdalah. The minig was before Havdalah to say a few psukim. Hine kel Yeshuasni, Kais Yeshuas Esa, La Yehudam Ha'isayr. And he says, the reason is L'simen Toiv. Because this is the beginning of the week, and Simona Milsi, just like on Rosh Hashanah, Simona Milsi, we dip an apple in honey, and we say it should be a Shana Toiv and Masuka, and then we eat all the Simonim for Simona Milsi. So in the beginning of every year, we do a dramatic Simona Milsi that we're all aware of, that the kids learn about in Yeshiva, and we make a big deal about that. But the truth is, every single Matzah Shabbos, we do the same exact thing. We do a Simona Milsi. Hine Kel Yeshuas, we say psukim that talk about Yeshua, talk about Oira and Simcha and Sasin, that talk about all the good things in life. That's how we start our week. The Ramah continues, and the Ramah says that there's a minig that when you make Havdalah, you should pour a little bit of wine. The Tama Shvicha, the Amrin on Kol Bayish Loi Nishpach Bo Yayin Kemayim, Ein Bo Simen Bracha, for Oisin came with Simen Toi Betchila Sashim. So theoretically, the whole week you should be walking around just spilling wine all over the place, right? So we don't do that the whole week. But Betchila Sashavua, at least at the beginning of the week, because Kol Bayish Loi Nishpach Bo Yayin Kemayim, Ein Bo Simen Bracha. So Betchila Sashavua, we take wine and we pour it on the floor. But what are we doing? It's Pashat Al Simen Toi. That's what it is. It's a microcosm what we do below Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we make a big deal about it with Kavanas, etc. So over here, but this is what we're doing. We're saying psukim, and we're doing things because we're trying to be ma'orer, siman and milsi. It's like this, we're going to be zaycha to bracha. So just to end, I saw in the Sefer Shevet Miyoshua, the Shevet Miyehuda. The Shevet Miyehuda was written by Rabbi Leib Eger's son. He was known as the Admor Milablin. Rabbi Leib Eger's son, and he used to, all the drushes, if you have the Sefer Shevet Miyehuda, so it's all on what he, the tish that he used to fear on Friday night and Shabbos day, and Mitzvah Shabbos. This is Rabbi Leib Eger's son. Nin v'neched lagoyin Rabbi Kiva Eger. So the Shevet Miyehuda says that he heard from Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyim Milablin. He was the Lablin Rebbe. So he heard from Rabbi Tzadik HaKoyim Milablin. He says that if you count the beginning of Havdalah, you say the word Yeshua 6 times. Hine kel Yeshuasi, that's one. Eftach v'lo yefchad. Ki ozi v'zimras ka Hashem v'yihi li Yeshua, that's number 2. Ushafte mayim besasai mimayine ha-Yeshua, that's number 3. La'Hashem ha-Yeshua, that's number 4. La'amchu b'rchasech ha-Sela. Hashem tzvaki simonim iskavon al-kei Yaakov Sela. Hashem tzvaki z'ashi yonim v'deach bach. I should have a guitar. Hashem o'yishia, that's number 5. Ha-melech ya'neinu b'yam kareinu. La'yhudim o'yisa o'yir v'simcha v'sasa v'yikar. Kenki alonu. And kois Yeshua is eso. U'v'shem Hashem ekor, that's number 6. So Rav Tzadik HaKoyin said that the reason we say the word Yeshua 6 times is because the Havdalah at that time, it's a Eserotzen, and a person could be piled that the 6 days that are coming, the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa, should be gebenched, and it should be gebenched with Yeshuas. So he says, that's why we start Hinei Kel Yeshuasi, we end Kais Yeshua, it's Esau V'Shem HaShem Ekru, but 6 times, like Pachas V'lo Yoser, we mention Yeshua, because through Havdalah, we can be gebenched with Yeshuas. Shabbos is the Mekayr HaBracha, in Havdalah, it's an Eserotzen for Yeshuas during the Sheishas Yimei HaMaisa.